Busy routines can make it hard to focus on your health goals, but MedExpress offers a simple way to explore weight management treatment online. Complete our short eligibility consultation with no need for face-to-face appointments or travel. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly, with UK-registered clinicians offering support along the way. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to get started today.
Say the word hypnosis, and most people picture a swinging watch, a stage, and someone clucking like a chicken. So let's clear that up right now. Real hypnotherapy isn't mind control. It isn't a party trick. It's a tool, one that helps people do the things willpower alone could never do. Quit smoking, quit anxiety, break patterns that have run their lives for years. Today's guest has spent her career providing its works, and it started with her own wow moment, that changed everything. My guest today is one of London's most respected hypnotherapists. Mary Grace Anderson is a qualified psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist trained at the highly regarded Institute of the Clinical Hypnosis in London, with a background in sociology and psychology. Her specialties run from anxiety and smoking to energy therapies and working with children, and her clients consistently given her 5 stars for one simple reason: the work changes lives. Mary Grace, welcome to the show. I am really excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that introduction. I'm flattered, and it's a joy to be here and to be talking with you, as well as I'm so inspired by your own story and the way you share with others and always are so encouraging, and that whole attitude of you just never give up. I just find you an inspiration as well.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you to say. Now, let's start by clearing the air, because the myths are everywhere. Most people's idea of hypnosis comes from a stage show, not therapy.
No.
Room. So tell us the truth. What is hypnotherapy actually, and what is it not?
Well, mainly it is, you summed it up in your introduction, is that it really is not what you would have seen on the TV shows. I can't make you do anything against your own will. And the thing is I've actually turned people away because I felt they weren't ready to quit smoking. Their partner sent them, and it just won't work. It's got to come from you generally wanting to make a change in your life, whether that's overcoming dealing with panic attacks, anxiety, to stop smoking, biting nails. As long as you really want to make a change, I can make it happen. And by empowering you with different things, different techniques, tools to move your life forward. So there's nothing funny, no clucking like a chicken, as you mentioned. You can use the watch to help induce a trance, but it's really just a calming, positive, relaxing experience. And really, in summary, we have a conversation, really informal. I find out more about you than just, what do you want help with? I need to know a little bit more about your background, because that, again, is important. If you're, for example, very religious, I want that to be a part of our session, because everything that you can latch onto that helps you with making the change, that is part of the session. So I need to know more about you, your lifestyle, professional, mom, dad, kids, different stages of life, from children to teens. So wherever you are in your life, I need to know that. And then when you come to see me for the session, we go over your form again in more detail. And then we do the session. And I'm aware of it because I went to see a hypnotherapist before you actually could Google hypnotherapist. And I'm not kidding. I mean, you could not have Googled hypnotherapist and found it on the web. That's how unusual it was. So yeah, and that's when I went to see one, that was unusual, because it just, you had to really search to find a hypnotherapist. And I was just lucky that it changed my life and I was able to do it for everyone else.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, are you ever unconscious or under someone's control?
No, there's different levels of, you're in a waking trance state throughout your day. So when you go to sleep at night, you're in a light trance state, then you go medium, then you go deep, and then you're medium deep, and then you're asleep. But during the waking day, when you're reading a book, you're in a trance state. When you're on a commute, you're in a trance state. Watching a movie, hypnobirthing, those are all waking trance states. But our unconscious mind is just unlimited in its ability to do, take care of us. So if you're walking to work, it knows the way without thinking, but it keeps you from stepping out into traffic.
Right.
Our conscious mind is kind of lame. I hate to say that word because it just sounds like disrespecting it, but it really can only hold plus or minus 5 to 7 thoughts at one time. So when you're right. going into a trance, your conscious mind will still come up with a few, what am I going to have for dinner? I need to send a birthday card. And then you think, oh, I'm missing something that's really important in the session. But the unconscious mind is still recording and listening to everything that's said during the session. And when you're laying there, really, because I'm not doing anything that's going against your will or yes. your desire, you know, your unconscious mind is in such a relaxed state that it's much more susceptible to allowing the suggestion to come in that, yes, we can make this change. And the time is today. The time is now. Let's do this.
I love that. Now, what's the single biggest misconception you wish you could erase for good?
There's several. I mean, it's hard to narrow it, meaning that someone will say, I can't be hypnotized. Everybody can be hypnotized. Sometimes it is the first, it's just overcoming the doubt of, is this going to really work? And I'm kind of like, well, you don't really have to come. It's, you know, no one's forcing you to come to me. So if you want it to work, I can make it work, but only if it's you coming to me and saying, yes, I want to make this change. And so if they're going to, the doubts that they give me, I just give it back to them in a question of saying, well, do you want to make a change?
Right.
And they'll say, is it how many sessions? And if I say it's one session, they'll say, really? And I say, well, how many sessions do you want to come and see me for? I'm happy to charge you, but how many do you think is right? And then they think about it and they're like, okay, you know, I believe you. And I'll say, I've been doing it for over 20 years. I think I've got it down pat now.
Now, I love that your whole career began as a client, not a practitioner. You know, you were the first who went to a hypnotherapist to quit smoking. And you said that you had a wow moment that lasted a lifetime. Can you take us into that? Like, what actually happened in that session?
So in brief, I was at, you know, one of the reasons I think I'm successful with my hypnotherapy is that I have life experiences. And at the time, I was under so much pressure. I had just had a new baby, but I also knew I was going to be getting a divorce. I was running my own company. I had a conversion going on in the house. And so the pressure was building, and being a new mom alone was just that, am I doing this right?
Yes.
So my sister offered to watch my son for a night. And I proceeded to go down to the store and buy a bottle of wine and a packet of cigarettes. And the funny thing is, I didn't even smoke. So I ended up spending that night drinking and smoking. And it was stupid. And then I didn't do it for several weeks. Then again, the opportunity to came for someone to watch my son. And then I went back and did another bottle of wine, another packet of cigarettes. And then it became I want to do it again. And I want to do it again. It was my release, my being irresponsible and the pressure. And I thought, what am I going to do now? Because I'm not an alcoholic and I'm not a smoker.
Yeah.
And a friend said, go see this hypnotherapist. So I didn't know anything about it. I, as I said, couldn't Google it. Went to see her and I came out of the session with wow moment. It really was the life changing for me. I remember waking up from the trance thinking, I know I'm never going to smoke again. There was no doubt in my mind. And then I thought, I want to do this for everyone. And I immediately started training for it. And my background was in sociology and psychology at Regis in Colorado. And when I was graduating, instead of going into major, I thought, I'm too young. I don't know anything about couples. I'm like 17, 18. How am I going to know about children, relation? Yeah. I just was too inexperienced to be able to know what I wanted to go into. So this gave me a venue to be able to go back into it and help a variety of children, teens, adults.
Right.
And I absolutely love being able to empower other people to make the changes that happen like mine.
Wow. I love that. That is so powerful. Now, what made it click so deeply that you decided then and there that, you know, to do this for others?
I think it was the wake up call that I, you know, it was my choice. And I didn't realize it at the time that I could make this change. And I think we all doubt and we think we're the only one. I thought, this is crazy that I'm just smoking and drinking occasionally. But when I was doing it, then all of a sudden became binging. And I felt a little bit embarrassed, a little kind of lost with where I was and didn't really know where to go to get help. And I think that when I came out of the session, it opened my eyes that, yes, there is answers. There's people that can help you. And that's how I found it. I think people don't understand that never give up and try different things. Maybe one thing didn't work or you tried several things, but there's going to be something that will be the click for you that'll help you. But just never stop trying.
Right. I agree 100% with that. And what does the experience tell us about how powerful the mind can be when we work with it instead of against it?
We are just unlimited it's a classic. The only thing that limits us is our ideas. And this is another empowering thing to remind people is that you, no matter what happens in your life, you have a choice to decide whether you're going to make it a negative and destroy you, or you're going to make it a positive and inspire you.
Yes.
And that's I don't know if you've ever seen the circle of control, the things that we can't control that are out of that circle. But the things that we can control are going to be our reactions and our emotions and taking care of our health. Those things we're able to control. And that's, if you can do those little things,
right,
it will help make everything in life more manageable.
I agree. Now, let's be honest and practical, because listeners want to know if this really works. So what does hypnotherapy
do? Yeah, I know. I'm right there with you, everybody. I was like, when I went to see the hypnotherapist, I was thinking, this is a little crazy. And is this going to work? And that's exactly what I tell clients when they come see me is like, so are you more nervous or are you excited? And they're a little bit of both, because in the heart of hearts, you want the help.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think, you know, you kind of get giddy because you're nervous and, kind of like, worried, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? That little self-doubt comes in. But, what does, hypnotherapy generally help with? Is it anxiety? Is it like stress? Is it smoking? Is it more than that?
Yeah, it's when you have that something that's happening in your life where you're not quite sure that, you need some help, but you're not quite sure how to define it. It can be anywhere from having an anxious thought or a little bit of a panic attack that you've never had it before and think that's odd.
Yeah.
It can be an addiction that starts to form from pressures. It can be just the self-doubt of motivation of not, something's wrong. Could it be, I need to change career? Is this the wrong relationship?
Yeah.
You never quite know, but everyone has that something inside them that tells them that I need help. I need to address this. I want to find out more because this isn't right. It's not sitting with me. And that's the whole brain gut connection. When you just have to trust yourself that if you're unhappy because of something, get help and find the right venue for you, whether it is meditation, hypnotherapy, acupuncture, just, find it and it'll lead you on the path to finding, address it. And that's part of the scary thing is just taking action to get the help.
Yeah.
And that's, that's why hypnotherapy I love is that it keeps my job interesting because I can get a different phone call every day from, can you help my son with exam anxiety? Can you help me with my sugar addiction? Can you help me stop vaping, which is the big thing now? Smoking is now, vaping's replaced smoking. Can you help me with, I don't know where I'm going. I need to change a career. So that's part of the life coaching aspect of it with hypnotherapy, to take away the blocks of I can't do this and get you on a plan. And sometimes that's it. You just need to start.
Right. Exactly. And I think it's fearful for people to start, and change is very scary. But I think if you're able to face your fears and to make that change, so many wonderful things could happen from that. You just have to just go for it. I say, think less, do more,
Yeah. And people need to remember that you really are not alone. Some people I know are sitting there thinking, I'm the only one in the whole world with this, and you're not. And that's what should be an empowering thought, is that you're not alone. Get help.
Exactly. Exactly. That was one of my first books. I wrote a book on epilepsy. You're not alone, because you do feel that alone feeling. Like, you don't realize how many others feel just the way you do, and that there are, you're not the only one. And that, once you realize that, it's comforting to know that others, are understanding what you're going through, for sure.
And I love that people are more and more talking about every issue. Men's health, pride, all those different aspects of our lives where it really was not to be discussed.
Yeah.
And I'm just so, and sometimes when people leave reviews for my hypnotherapy practice, I am touched. I'm like tearful because of the joy that they're actually sharing with people,
right,
of saying, I want to see. And even if I tell people, you know, that you don't ever have to leave a review and say what you go to see someone for, but just right. to tell people, I had a really difficult trouble with a problem, but it helped. So
yeah.
It's not even, you don't even have to say what it is, but as long as you, you know, just talk about it, you'll find that everybody else is willing to share.
Exactly. Now, what actually is happening in the mind during a session that makes change stick?
When you are in a relaxed state, you're much more susceptible to the suggestions to sit. And it's depending on what you're coming to see me for and after we've had a conversation, sometimes we do exercises just to help get rid of the things you've been carrying around for your life. And when we talk about affirmations and why they're so effective is people forget that they were saying affirmations to themselves that were negative. I can't make the change. I can't stop. Things won't. Those were affirmations you were hammering to yourself. And that's why it was so difficult to make a change. And we're reversing that. We're saying enough. From today, you now have a new plan. You have new goals. And that was you in the past, and we're results-based therapy for hypnotherapy. And that's why we say from today, you can make that change. You will make that change, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to make that change, and you never would have called if you didn't know it was the time to make that change.
Exactly.
So your unconscious mind then in that state is there with you, and then realizing, wow, then we really must want this, because this is, we're making such an effort to focus on it.
Right. And just as importantly, what can it not do so people come in with the right expectations rather than expecting magic?
The things it can't do, you can't send someone to me or come to me against your will.
Yeah.
You know, that's the key, is that it won't be successful, and I won't see people unless, if you came and said, I want to quit smoking and I wasn't convinced, I would ask you to please, like, there's no charge, but come back when you're ready, because otherwise this will feel like another failure and one more reason, you know, that it won't work, that you can't do this. So but you can hear it in people's voices, and they know I was right. No one said, no, you're completely wrong. But then it's niggling on their mind, so they come back usually within 3 months, because right. it's playing on their mind. They want to, but it wasn't necessarily the right time.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, again, that's a key thing, is that you can't be hypnotized against your will, or, you know, you just don't go see me if you don't want to make that change.
Right.
And sometimes hypnotherapy isn't the right, you know, once we've had a talk. It's examining to make sure that it wasn't, for example, when parents have asked me to see their kids for an eating issue, I need to make sure that one, it's, they've been checked out medically, that there's nothing wrong. But sometimes it's not an eating issue. It's a sensory issue.
Yeah.
And I've learned through my life from experience and working with some incredible therapists, you know, it has nothing to do with your child being difficult.
Right.
It's that they have a sensory issue. The same thing with, you know, hearing and balance. And it's not always obvious what's wrong, but
right.
it needs to be checked out before you think, oh yes, hypnotherapy is going to be a magic wand and, you know, ta-da. It's not like that until, you know,
yeah.
But I won't see anyone against their will, and I won't see anyone if I don't know they're ready, because, you know, there's no point.
Right. Exactly.
Does that answer your question, or was that correct?
No, that was good. I loved your answer. I thought it was great. And for the listeners out there, if something you've been trying to change for years and it hasn't budged, the stress, the habit, the anxiety that won't quiet down, this conversation might open a door that you didn't know was there. Follow The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week we bring you the experts who help you make real changes and help you take control of your mind, your health, and your life. And, you know, this is the part that I think everyone listening is going to want to hear. A lot of people don't realize that they can learn to do this for themselves. So you actually, you know, help people. So let's give them something real today. Can people genuinely practice self-hypnosis on their own?
I think yes, definitely. And I think it should be mandatory for children to learn, because it's a life tool. It's not a one-off skill to learn. And it, along with meditation, mindfulness, yoga, what you eat, how you live, it all goes hand in hand. But for hypnotherapy, learning self-hypnosis can help you make changes no matter what it is. as long as you're focusing on one thing at a time, you can't go into self-hypnosis, learning self-hypnosis with, I want to lose weight, I want to find a new job, I want to stop smoking, I want to, you know, you can't do a checklist. You have to focus kind of on one thing at a time to do it right and make that change properly.
Right.
But once you learn how to do self-hypnosis, so I did my class and posted it on Udemy. And the purpose is really for you to take the skill, learn how to do it, and use it through whenever you need it. It's in a tool for you to have. So if you want to focus on your confidence, or if you have a phobia, you just focus on one thing at a time. But the more you do self-hypnosis, the faster it becomes. So the first few times you take longer because you're just learning how to quiet your mind and go into the trance. And then as you practice, you just get faster and faster that you can literally click your fingers and just zone out and go into your own trance state. And like, I can do that at any time. It's like a power nap, but it's a time that you can just learn how to switch off, or just use it as your own little energy resource when you really, really need it before a meeting or an interview, an exam. So self-hypnosis is just an incredibly powerful tool.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Now, what does a simple beginner-friendly version look like? You know, something a listener could try tonight, actually.
For sure. The main thing is finding a time where you're not interrupted, where you can just 5 minutes or 10 minutes and just switch off your phone, make sure you're in a place where it's safe, and just begin to notice your breathing. And when I talk about breathing, it would be taking at least 3 deep breaths. And then on the out breath, just imagine your entire body just relaxing. So you would take in the breath, hold it, and then exhale, and just imagine a wave from the top of your head all the way down to the very tips of your toes, every muscle letting go, every fiber, every stress. And then you would do another deep breath. And the more you accentuate the breath in, you can feel the belly rise, the chest rise, and then as you exhale again, send that wave down through your whole body. And as you do that, you just gradually become more relaxed because your body is going into its automatic reset. Then when you've actually put yourself into a calm state, and it could be 3 breaths, 6 breaths, you could spend 10. At that point, you can start saying some affirmations on the changes you want to make. So you reinforce it with a statement that is in the positive, as though it's going to happen. Not, I'm going to try to lose weight. I am going to lose weight. I love being healthy and fit. You want it to be a positive statement, short, and do use your fingers that you can do the affirmation 10 times. And then at the same time, use visualization. Because our minds can't tell the difference between real and vividly imagined ideas. And that's why movies are just so effective. You know, that's why watching Frankenstein or Dracula, even though you didn't know they existed, that night you go to sleep and all you can do is think about it because it was designed to pull you in through a trance state. So when you're in the visualization for your self-hypnosis, then you can think of seeing yourself having achieved it in 6 months, or you can see yourself standing tall and strong. You can see yourself having achieved not smoking. You know, it's just putting yourself into this place where you can understand it's possible. I can do this. I will do this. And then you just bring yourself out of the trance after your 5, 10, half hour, however long you want it to be, by just counting back up.
Wow. I think I feel a level of calmness right now.
All the listeners should make that a priority during their day, is at least stop every hour and do 6 deep breaths and just reset yourself. It's the most valuable thing I could give everybody today, is just set your watch during your day, breathe 6 times for that 1 minute, and just empower yourself for whatever you're facing, need to face, reinforce. You know, it's invaluable, that tip alone.
I love that tip. That's an amazing tip. And breathing is so effective. Mm. And what's the most common mistake people make when they first try to quiet their own mind?
Think they're doing it wrong. It's just true. That's the first thought that goes through. It's like, I can't be, because my mind is thinking, and am I thinking I'm doing this right? So it's a little a dance you do with yourself. But so the listeners understand, your conscious mind is that difference between the two, is it's always kind of testing you, challenging you, coming up with that crazy thought that comes from left field. And it's But it's just, that's why the breath can help you focus. If you just focus on the breathing, that will help clear the mind because you have something that you're telling it to do, to concentrate on. And then even telling your brain to go to sleep is a nice way of just saying, my thoughts are calm. Imagine, you know, when we tense up our shoulders and hold them, then we can release them and we can feel that. And you can't see it in your mind, but you can actually think to your mind, tense it up almost your thoughts and just say, brain, let's just relax and just think of darkness or think of it going blank or just allowing it to just peace. It's like a mantra, just peace, calm, still, whatever the word is that you want to reinforce. And your brain will listen to that if you're just repeating, I'm calm, calm,
calm.
Yeah, sorry, we're all going to sleep. I can't actually, I do tend to want to go into hypnotherapy voice. And I try not to because people like, what? I can't hear you then.
No, when you go into that voice, it kind of changes your energy kind of rubs off on me. And then it's like, I start to feel this level of calmness.
But it is funny because I do that sometimes with people when they ask me, you know, an example, and I'll immediately go into take a nice, deep, comfortable breath in. And as you exhale, just allow your eyes to close down. And my voice has to drop into the hypnosis voice. And sometimes you're working with elderly people and you do have to say, and now you're getting calmer. But you're having to do your voice. You have to control your pitch. And it sounds like you're getting calm. For God's
sake, I
love that. But you really do have to control your voice and your pacing in order to make it effective.
Right. No. That's amazing. I love that. Now, your whole mission is about empowering people to take control of their lives. And I want to land there. Like for the person trapped in anxiety and modern day stress, like what's the first shift that helps them feel back in the driver's seat?
Well, the phone call, you know, them deciding there's something wrong. And in again, the listeners will know if you've got something that's bothering you, you'll know that's there. Take action, make the call, look it up, research. You know, find out what you can do to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I am just so lucky I am in this field because it is so inspiring and powerful for me to be able to empower others. And the thing is, I often get feedback of, oh, you changed my life. And I first stop it immediately there saying, I didn't change your life. Yeah. You changed your life.
Right.
I gave you some tools. I empowered you. I gave you some techniques. And that's why you go to experts, is because they are able to tell you, you know, what to do, how to change.
Right.
And then we address what's right for you in your situation specifically and your lifestyle. So what are the triggers? And let's have a plan of action so that when that happens again, you now know what to do. So you're not feeling helpless and just going along with what you always did.
Right.
So, you know, they're being empowered, but they also have a plan and they're now committed. They know what they need to do. And it's not just going day to day and I'll take care of it tomorrow and it's going to solve itself. But eventually something happens that is going to be your trigger that says, I need it. I need help. And I need to find out how I'm going to get it. And then you're going to be on your journey. And it's, you know, from talking to people, you'll learn that, again, you're not alone and there's people that can help you, and try as many things until you find the thing that works for you and inspires you, and just run with it. And you'll never regret it.
Yeah.
You know, you just will never regret it.
I love that. I love that so much. For the smoker who's tried everything, like, why does this approach often, you know, succeed where willpower usually fails?
Because we go through, you know, nothing, you can't make any change until you're ready to do it. And sometimes the willpower is the same thing with any addiction, whether it's smoking, drinking, weight, that you have this little game that your conscious mind says, okay, we're going to stop smoking. And then it goes, so it's not, you know, it's not there. You haven't actually committed to it. You've just had the thought and said, oh, I'm going to try to stop this. So there's that shift that happens when you're really ready to stop. And you've tried, that's why it's so important to me to make sure you're ready, because I've tried the patches, I've tried cold turkey, I've tried cutting down, a cigarette a day. But all those things aren't really your commitment to saying, I'm not going to do it again. I'm just going to stop. But we don't look at it as you're stopping anything. You're gaining everything. You're yeah. gaining a longer life, better health. You smell better, money, you yeah. know, social approval now. And that's the thing, is it's we're forward thinking, and that you're not giving up anything. You're gaining everything you want. And so there's nothing that you're giving up. It's you're gaining everything you want. And that's what we will focus on for any change, is what is it that you want? You know, it's there, but you tell yeah. me, what is it that you want to achieve, and we'll get you there.
I love that. And what does it really mean to like take control of your own mind?
I think it's really learning the habits of not letting the doubts, mm-hmm. you know, it's so easy. We're so prone to saying, I can't do it. I don't. And if people, another good, great little tip for everyone listening, saying, I don't know how to do it yet. I haven't found the right therapist yet, or right. technique. So just adding that will put you on a positive perspective. You really just have to make that commitment that this is it, and this is what I'm going to do. Right. And the timing will arrive, and you'll just know.
Yeah.
You know now. And honestly, everyone listening knows now. If you're thinking, oh yeah, that is something I need to address. And it'll just play on your mind, keep playing on your mind until you do something about it.
I love that. I love that answer. Now, you've helped people of all ages, from children to adults, change things that they thought were permanent. So from everything that you've witnessed, what do you most want people to understand about their own mind and about how much more capable of change they really are, you know, than they believe they are?
Is that you are unlimited. You've got a powerful, powerful tool, and you've got a brilliant mind, and you just need to channel it and learn how to use it. And that's so empowering in itself, that you can do something. You have that choice. And it's just a matter of just getting real with yourself and using it. And you have that, we have those doubts are so easy to let in. It's like going on the crossroads of life. And if you just imagine where you are, everyone just think about where you are now, close your eyes. And if you just picture a road to the right and a road to the left, and the road to the left is the one that you've been on, and you just, it's bringing you down, and you know you need to make the change, and it's been draining, and each step you take on that road is still either depressing you, making yep. you unhappy. And then if you just experience that pain of how it's making you feel, and then jump back to the crossroad, and then take the road to the right. And it might be a slight slope upwards, but if you continue on that road, you will begin to get energy, positive feelings. That is a momentum, that it's just like starting an exercise routine, that once you let your mind just start saying, yes, I can do it. It might be a little difficult to that change first, but then I'm going to get there. And that's going to give me a domino effect to get to the next thing that I want to accomplish and the next goal I want to set. And it just puts you on a path that makes you just feel, I don't ever want to leave this path. Because it's full of rewards, it's full of positive things, it's filled with joy, excitement, energy. It's everything that will help you move forward with whatever other challenges you face.
I love that. Now, tell us about the services and any products that you may offer.
Well, really, I my main thing is the recordings, because I have been making recordings, and because anxiety is so much a part of our society now, and I started making recordings based on what is it that people come to see me for mostly. And so that is the smoking, which is now vaping.
Yeah.
I literally have to change my recording to say vape, because it's become that anyone vaping, it's the same thing. It's just as dangerous. It's killing you. Just stop. The anxiety, learning how to just calm your mind, and just confidence. You know, those things, just those are the ones that are just the most powerful things that you can do, is listen to a recording to become your own therapist. If you're going to be making any change, the recording can help you. And then you learn, if you've ever done a hypnotherapy recording, you start to even learn it verbatim. And that is funny, because it will still play through your mind, even if you're not listening to it. You'll get the little subliminal message that, yes, I can do this, and I will do this. And it's the constant reinforcement of, yes, it's possible. And you're not running up against any. And because you're at home, you're in a nice environment. That is and also the self-hypnosis. That's a tool for everyone. Get your kids listening to it, your teens, they can use it for everything in their life. It's not just a one-off.
I love it. I love it. And for the listeners out there, it turns out that the mind isn't something that happens to us. It's something that we can learn to work with. And the patterns we thought were permanent are often far more changeable than we ever imagined. Mary Grace Anderson has spent her career providing that one wow moment and at a time. And today she reminded us all that taking back control might be more possible than we think. And I just want to thank you so much for being here, you know, and, you know, tell our listeners where they can find you.
You can look me up on www.mghypnosis.co.uk. And the nice thing about Mary Grace is that there's not a lot of Mary Graces floating around. So Mary Grace Anderson, hypnotherapist or London, you'll get me. And I'm lucky that I had so many wonderful, wonderful clients that leave my reviews. And it's a great read. So if you have any doubts, read their reviews.
I love that. And can people find your courses on your website also, or do they go to a different area to find your courses?
If Udemy, and again, the self-hypnosis, Mary Grace Anderson, it'll pull it up straight away. And I also have Facebook for MG Hypnosis and Instagram, LinkedIn. But really my name is strong enough to just researching or putting in Mary Grace Anderson or hypnotherapist, I will come up.
I love it.
Yeah,
you can't miss Mary Grace. No, you don't see too many of those. I think you're the first Mary Grace I met, and I've done over 1,300 interviews, and I've never met a Mary Grace before. So you're the first one.
Well, that's why I get the MG as well. When people thought Mary Grace was too much of a mouthful, so that's why the MG hypnosis, because it's easier for people to reference.
And
I've really enjoyed, you know, being part of your show, Stacey. And again, I find you so incredibly inspirational, and I'm really grateful to spend time with you.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. And, you know, for anyone out there, if this episode gave you hope about something that you've been wanting to change, share it with someone who needs to hear it too. And I thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think there's so many people out there that want to change, and they just don't, you know, they don't know where to go. They don't know how to start. And, you know, everyone's heard of hypnotherapy, just a lot of people don't know much about it and they don't know how to begin. And, you know, you provided so many tools and strategies today that were so well detailed, and you explained it so beautifully. I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show and helping people, because it is a very effective therapy. And, you know, like you said, if you learn the self, you know, hypnosis, it could be very beneficial. It's always good to have a professional guide you through it and teach you everything that you need to know, and even help you through your problems, you know. But it's also good if they can teach you a little bit of self-help hypnosis that you could do at home. And I love the fact that you talked about the breathing exercises and, you know, different things, you know, that you could do at home. And I think you're wonderful. And I thank you so much for doing everything.
Thank you, Stacey.
You're just wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.